Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You too, too. Time to talk about it with your host, Pastor G.W.G. Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, and thereabouts. Sending greetings to each and every one of you this chilly day. Yes, yes, yes. And we thank God for it. We trust that you are warm wherever you are, and we are trying to stay warm too. But we want to thank God for you. If you are listening, did you get out of your bed to listen? Are you still in the under the covers? Yes. Nice place to be today. But greetings to you, all of you wonderful people of God today. We love you. We really do love you. And we want you to know that. So call us today. Let's chat about it, huh? Won't you do that? Praise God. Hallelujah. God is good to us, you know. Praise God. Praise God. As soon as I get my voice into the right key, okay. Bless God. You know the cold kind of got it a little bit. But anyway, praise God. 347-857-3925 and press the 1. It's what we want you to do today. And, you know, our engineer will, plug you in. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And we thank God for you. We want you to know that we really love you now. I know people tell you that all the time. But listen, we really love you. We really do. And we don't mind chatting with you some. You've chat with since. You know, praise God. Because you know we'll disconnect anything that's foolishness, all right? Now, here is Sister Diane. Now, remember, if your name ain't on the prayer list, we can't pray for you. Now, you've got to call in and give her your number, write her, whatever way you want to do, okay? And give us your name and what is wrong, what you want us to pray for, and all that, okay? Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you are King of Kings and Lords of Lords. Thanking you, Lord Father, for waking us up this morning, Father, clothing our right mind, Lord Father. Father, I come before you touching, Lord Father God, and agreeing, Lord Father God, for healing for my apostle right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Father, as you continue to cover her, Father, under the blood right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Knowing no weapon formed against her shall prosper, Lord Father. Father, as she pray and intercede for others, Lord Father, we trusting and praying, Lord Father, that others are praying and interceding on her behalf as well, Lord Father. Father, we ask for forgiveness of any sin, Father, that we have committed against you, or anyone that we're praying for have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask you for your forgiveness, Lord. And, Father, as you are just to forgive us, Lord, Father, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord, Father. Asking you, Lord, Father God, to continue to keep us, guide us, and protect us, Lord. Father, we hold to you, Lord, Father God, Leroy, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we praying for guidance, Lord, Father. Father, we praying, Lord, Father, for a closer walk with you, with him, Lord, Father. And Father God, for a job, Lord Father, we thanking you, Lord Father, for your will being done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, how you move on Dante, Lord Father. We continue, Lord Father God, to ask you to continue to touch him and guide him as well, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for Crystal right now, Lord Father, as you continue to touch her body right now, Lord. Father, from the crown of her head, Father, to the soles of her feet right now, we're thanking you for your healing flowing through and through her, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, Lord Father God, to not only touch her body, Lord Father, touch her mind as well, Lord Father. Give her a mind of you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we hold Jillian before you, Lord Father, as he continue to go through, Lord Father God, his treatment, Lord Father. We ask you to continue to strengthen his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We hold Jillian before you, Lord. We hold Jennifer before you, Lord. We hold Eldred before you, Lord Father. Oh, Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father. We hold Deidre before you, Lord. Touch their bodies right now, Lord. And we thanking you right now, Lord Father, for your healing going through and through them, Lord Father. Father, we stand in touching and agreeing that by your stripes we are healed, Lord Father. We thank you right now, Lord Father, for also touching Pastor Dungy right now, Lord Father. Continue to cover her, Lord Father, from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father, under the blood right now, Lord. Let her warring and minister angels, Father God, stand guard round about her, Lord, letting her know that no weapon that is formed against her shall prosper, Lord. Father, touch each and every one of our listeners, Lord, those that are listening right now, O God. Oh, Father, touch their hearts and their minds right now, Lord, Father. Give them the ear, Lord, Father, to hear, Lord, Father, and the heart to receive the word that is coming forth, Lord. Father, for those that don't know you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, Father, need prayer, Lord, Father God. Father, let them press that one button, Lord, Father God. Let them not be ashamed nor the enemy stop them, Lord, Father, but have your way right now in the name of Jesus. We cover this broadcast under the blood right now, Lord. Father, as we give it back to you, Lord, canceling all assignment, Lord, Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone that is praying or listening upon this broadcast, Lord. We rendering it null and void right now. We say, Holy Spirit, take charge today, Lord. Father, as you decrease, Lord, my apostle and deacon right now, Lord, Father, as you increase in them, we ask you to show up and show out, touch, heal, and deliver, and set free right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Well, amen and amen to that. We also want to put in the prayer request today for the nation of Kenya. All right, all of the uproars up that they're going through and killing of the people and everything. You know, we all need prayer. All nations need prayer these days because there's a demonic force loose in the land, okay, and it's going around wherever someone will allow them to use them, all right, and try to destroy people, you know. So be careful and prayerful this day, okay? Just be prayerful and careful. Just continue to pray for them, all right? Just like you pray for yourself, because listen, it could be you. Amen. It could be you. All right, let me give you the little word. So bear with me today, okay? The way we pray shows how we live. The way we live shows how we pray. It's a simple one, isn't it? The way we pray shows how we live. The way we live shows how we pray. My. Huh. Sometimes there's some good words come about, don't it? Hallelujah, anyhow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My. Are you all right today, everyone? I trust that you are. Yes. And I just want to, amen, to get somebody to wake up today, you know, when it's cold and out inside and out, you feel it on the inside, too. You want to stay under the kivers, don't you? I know you do. But you know what? God is still good. I don't care how cold, hot it gets, whichever way it is, he's still good. And he's good to us. And we want to welcome you to this broadcast today. Amen. Welcome. You know, I trust that something will be said to help you in some way, no matter how small a way it could be, big way, small way, whatever. You know, it might be something that you need. See, we pray that whatever word come forth will be something that you can carry on, even when your trials come upon your life, you know. You will have them also, because many times people are going through so much pain and troubles these days, you know. But the only way to handle it, to have the solution for it, is Jesus. Mm-hmm. I know you don't want to believe in him and you don't want to worship him, but listen, you're going to have to one day. Because he did promise you one thing, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Now, you can say anything you want. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. I'm living my own life. I'm going to do my own thing. You can do all the things you want to do in your own way. But let me tell you, that day is coming, and it ain't long either. That every knee is going to bow and every tongue. He didn't say white, black, green, or purple. He said every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now you can take that to the bank, okay? Amen, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, oftentimes when I'm speaking, I sound evangelistic, don't I? Amen. Sometimes I feel like I am, all right. But you don't hold that against me, do you? Huh? Because they are words to enlighten you, to bring you out of darkness into the light. See, that's the sole purpose, to bring you out of darkness into the light by the word of God and letting you see what the word says about it, okay? Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
We're going to have some fun today.
Yes, we are.
In the word.
Yes,
tell yourself. See, we got nobody to talk to? We're going to have some fun today. In the word. You know, I believe in this word, you know. The word is what brought me, and the word is what's carrying me. Do you hear what I say? Oh, yes, it is. It's going to carry me. So today, let's start with the 12th chapter, I believe it is. Praise God. And round the... Let me see what verse I'm going to go with. Well, I'll go right straight into the 23rd verse. I won't read a whole bunch, you know, because I have a few more scriptures that we will deal with also, okay? It says in the 23rd verse of the 12th chapter of Exodus, "For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he see the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you. And he shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy son forever." This is written for a purpose, right? Forever. Huh? Forever. That means it's like sealed. It is sealed. Do you get the picture? This is what it is. But today, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about you getting a transfusion. Huh? And what kind of transfusion? Well, now he said that, you know, when he see the blood, right? So we are talking about today a blood transfusion.
Amen.
Huh? We're going to get you some new blood. Hello. Yes, yes. You didn't know that, did you? We're going to get you some new blood today. Come on now. Hello now. Now, he's already put it there. It's right there. So that what? Why you need new blood? So that what? The destroyer, to keep the destroyer from coming in unto your house to smite you. Huh? Did you hear? That's why you need new blood. You got it? Come on now. You say, well, what's wrong with the blood I have? Well, now let me tell you. We're going to think about that today. We're going to talk about that today, too. Why you need that new blood? Why? Let us talk about what does transfused mean anyway? The cause to pass from one to another. From one to another. Well, now the Lord put this in all those years ago in the Old Testament. He put that word in there. And it was for a reason, huh? Because he wants to instill something in you that will be there forever. Something that can carry you through when the enemy is attacking you. Do you get the picture? Now, you can't make it with the blood that Adam had in the state that he was in. Do you understand? That's why you need new blood. Come on now. Did you get it? You'll get it in a minute, huh? Now, what's the blood? The blood is called, according to dictionary, is fluid. Typical red, and it goes in your vertebrae, which circulates in the heart, the arteries, and your veins. And it does what? Carry nourishment to all parts of the body. And check this. This is what I want you to know about today. And bringing away waste products. Taking out the waste products. All the stuff that you were born with. Now, remember now, the Bible sticks in this way. You was born in iniquity and shaped. You were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. Huh? See? Now, your blood is already bad. See? From Jump Street, your blood is bad, and now it has to change. We are changing things through this blood transfusion today. Do you get it? All the waste products has got to go. Did you hear me? You say, well, what kind of waste products? We going to get there, too. All the waste products that's there in you, running through your veins. And when these things run through your veins, it tells you what? What does it tell you? That something's going on in my head. Something's going on in my brain. They're not functioning properly. Come on, help me out here, somebody. Pray for me. Pray for me now. I'm going to overcome my own situation right now. Come on. Amen. You know, I don't let it stop me, but I push on. If you pray for me, I'm going to make it, okay, through the cold. I'm going to make it, do you see? Because what? He said when he see the blood, he's going to pass over you. He's not going to allow the destroyer to come in and steal from you. He's not going to allow them to tear up your home. He's not going to allow him to come in and wreak havoc with your soul. Come on. Because why? He see that new blood. Come on now. I'm telling you that. He see the new blood. See, now, if we go down to Matthew, we find out, he say, for this is my blood of the New Testament. He brought us from the Old Testament. Testament by the blood, huh? He brought it through to the New Testament. And this is what he made a statement, said, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin." Get rid of all old blood, the dry blood, the blood clots, and all these things that's going on inside of you that's keeping you from the anointing, that's keeping you from achieving all that God called you to achieve, every assignment that he's given you. Now you can step up and work out your soul salvation with fear and trembling. Why? Because you're now covered, washed in new blood. My God, my God, my God. Can you see the mess you got now? You've been in so much mess. Huh? I don't know you. You know, all I know, we all been in some kind of mess. Ain't no sense in you trying to make yourself all cute and good and everything. You done been in some mess. I don't care if you got millions of dollars, you've still been in a mess, and you probably still is. You see? And we need to wash you in the blood. We need to take you to the fountain and wash you in the blood. That's what we need to do today. That's where we're trying to take every one of you now. Remember now, this is the blood of Jesus. Huh? Now, all it was then was the blood being poured out for your safety, for your keeping, for to carry you through every situation in your life, to make things better for you. See, the whole thing is the blood was shed just to make things better for you, a better way of life. Now, when you begin to read the book of Hebrews, you find the book of Hebrews is the way to better things. The whole book is about the better ways and better life and better everything, if you read it. All right? So, now, we're going a little further. But he also told us the same in the same time, not in the same scripture, we go it all. He said, "Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood." He is really trying to get a point to us today. That's the new blood, Jesus, that he shed for you. He said he shed this blood for you just for the remission of your sins, just for you not to be the same anymore. See, when we go and we're in the, to the hospital, doctor or whatever, he tells you that you need blood. Your blood is low, That means your spirit is low now, Come on now. Why are we saying your spirit is low? Say there is not much seen of the Holy Ghost in you. So therefore, it's kind of on low right now. So I need to give you a transfusion. You need it right now. You need it right now because you have lost faith. You have lost your way. You have forgotten where you came from. You've forgotten what you want. You kind of dried out. You dehydrated. Come on now, think about it. You done got dehydrated, You ain't praising God like you used to, You're not hallelujahing like you used to. You're not singing like you used to. You're not doing any of the things like you used to. You always got an excuse. You always blaming somebody else for whatever the case may be in your life. You see, you done dried up. Now, you don't want to be plucked up from the root now that you dried up, do you? You need a transfusion. So today, through the word, we want to give you a transfusion. We want you to come alive today. Do you get it? Because Leviticus did tell us for the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Now, if you don't have any life, what happened here? What happened? Your blood dried up? You know, the doctor got pills to help you when your blood ain't circulating good and it's clotting and it's not moving through the vein and arteries as it should, right? So therefore, he has to give you some little boost, and he checked you out to see if this is working. He don't want to give you a transfusion right now, but he's trying to boost the circulation up. And as he boosts it up, he give you a little energy now, and life come back to you a little bit. But then if you're doing the same old thing that you've been doing before, what is going to happen? You're going back into that same slump again where your blood is not circulating. It's not going through your arteries. It's not going through your veins. In other words, the word of God is not circulating in your life. In other words, it has stopped to flow into your heart, where your heart is turned cold, and now you have now a problem. You got to see a doctor now to do what? Your heart up, put some stents in it or something in it to keep it to flowing, because you have allowed the enemy to destroy you, to come in, smite you, and cause the flow to stop. Now there's no more anointing, is it? The anointing is not good there. You can't preach like you used to. You can't love like you used to. You can't give like you used to. Because something has happened here to cause the flow to stop. My. See, God wants it to do what? Go through your arteries and in your veins, because it's your nourishment. It's that nourishment that you have. It's that anointing that carry that anointing for you, that you can do what? You can conquer anything. You can go through anything, no matter how the devil sets you up, no matter what the devil do to you. Let me tell you, you can make it. You can go through, because you got the new blood. Come on, talk to yourself. Say, I got the new blood today. And if I ain't got it, I'm pumping it in, God. I'm getting it right now, Father, because, Lord God, I need that anointing. I need the word of God to infuse me now. It needs to refresh me, replenish me, restore me right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that today you will have some new blood. Hello, we talking to you today that needs some new blood, And listen what he said in that Leviticus 17. He said, the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it. Oh, I like that, don't you? And I have given it to you. Did you hear what he say? He's already given it to you. Years ago, he's given it to you. The only thing is, you allow the enemy to come in and tell you that you're drained. I'm tired. I'm sick of these churches. You hear people say that? Every time you hear somebody mouth off, they're sick of these churches. That means they're sick of God, so they are dried up. There's no life in their flesh. There's no life in the body. It's not going through emptying the waste out. You're not being nourished, because you have allowed the enemy to come in and drain every drop of blood that you had in your body. You completely dehydrated. You look like skin and bones. You kind of is kin to the bones that Ezekiel talked about, them dry bones. And when Ezekiel, the Lord showed him the bones and them dry bones, and he wanted him to prophesy to the bones. He told the Lord, say, Lord, you know. I don't know whether these bones live or not. You're saying today, I don't know, because I'm sick of the churches, and they always asking for an offering. Yes, they are asking for offerings, because you want to worship in a nice place, don't you? And you want some air, don't you? And in the wintertime, you want some heat. So stop being so crazy. See? Think about you. Huh? You have allowed it to be drained out. You're undernourished now. You can't function now. Listen, when that blood messed up, you can't function at all. Not in reality. You're delusional. Huh? All because your blood done dried up. Huh? But today, we're going to bring all the waste out. You're going to look in the mirror and face yourself. And today you're going to talk to yourself and then prophesy to yourself that today, God, I'm getting new blood. I'm getting a new transfusion right now, new blood of your blood, Father, your own blood, God, not nobody else's blood, not my mother, father, sister, brother, and husband, wife, and nobody else's blood, but the blood of Jesus that's going to wash me whiter than snow, the blood of Jesus that's going to clean my thoughts, going to clean my heart, going to clean my spirit out. In the name of Jesus, where the enemy don't have any room for, I will not occupy any space for him anymore. In the name of Jesus, my blood is washed white as snow today. Talk about it right now. Talk to yourself. Huh? See? Because God said, even in the same scripture of Leviticus, he said, upon the altar to make an atonement for your soul. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul, for our souls, for your soul, my soul. See, you forget the blood. You know, we so busy want to be in the modern day today till we don't want to sing them bloody songs no more. Huh? We don't even want to sing a song, talk about the blood when you're taking communion, and the communion is supposed to be the blood of Jesus, right? And you don't even want to sing no song with the blood in it. Now you want to make your own song and ain't got no blood covering. Now, you don't think something a little wrong? The devil done went in and did what? Destroyed the blood from you. You can't even speak of the blood now in the church today. They don't want to hear it. Like the disciples, and they were gone out, the 70 that went out and come back, and you know, they was all amazed and everything, but Jesus just throw that blood in there. See, when he threw that blood in there, they backed up then, you see. They don't want that type of transfusion. You can transfuse them with some alcohol maybe, huh? Some kind of liquor, gin or something, you can transfuse them with that. That's what they'll be looking for. But, honey, I'm telling you, then you just be more dehydrated than you ever was before, and after a while you ain't nothing but skin and bones because you dried out. And the saints today are dried out. They can't see where God is now. They're looking for glitz and glamour. It's all right to have things. God promised you to have things and money and all of this stuff, but how are you having it? How are you getting it? Is it taking over you and now it's in your bloodstream? What's running in your bloodstream now? Money? Now the money running in there. See, we replace the blood, the anointing, the Holy Ghost, we replace it with money, things, people, and sex. All these kind of things we got running in our veins now. We can't find the blood. You know, the blood of Jesus, the crimson flow. You heard of the crimson flow, right? We don't have that now, huh? All of these are products that need to be how you say, diluted from our bodies. See, we need to get that hatred out, the animosity out. I mean, people, there are people that are just put here by Satan to do certain things, and you just one of the ones that he going to do it to. Get used to it. He on his assignment. Now you get on yours. Huh? Get on yours. Refresh yourself. Huh? Refresh yourself with new blood. Today, this hour, right now. Huh? Not next week, but now, people. Now, people. Huh? Yes. Huh? Because ain't no other way to go. You know why ain't no other way to go? Hebrews said it in this way, the 9th chapter. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without shedding of blood is no remission of sin. Huh? God has already made a way. All things by the law purged with blood. That's what he said. Huh? All things. See? It takes the blood for you to make it into the kingdom. Why are you saved? Why do you want to get saved? You want to go to heaven, don't you? You want to go to heaven with Jesus. Well, now, if you go to heaven with Jesus, you got to go with his blood. See what I'm talking about? You got to hate it. You can't avoid it. It's there. Do you get the picture? It's there. And get yourself washed in blood. You ain't been washed. Say, now, yeah, I go to church. I gave the preacher my hand. But your heart is still with the devil. The preacher can't see you in church because you got an excuse. I got to go to Club 54 tonight. Because I ain't got no wife. I ain't got no husband. So I'm going, I got to go find me a husband. God ain't tell you to find you a husband. He say that the man, if he find a good thing, he find you, he find a good thing, a wife. He got to find you. Stop looking for him. Excuse me. Stop looking for him. Let him find you. In other words, let him find you doing the work of God. Don't let him find you out there on the strip pole. As you say, shaking what your mama gave you. You know how you people say it. You know what you say.
On,
see? See, you done shook, so you done shook all the blood out. Your mother been trying, and father or whoever been trying to keep you washed under the blood and in the blood and everything. You study trying to shake it out. Huh? See? You need some new blood. You need transmutation. You need transfusion today. You need a transfusion, praise God. Excuse me. But this is what you need. Huh? You need to make a change. I know you don't want to make a change because what my friend's going to say and my family going to say, that's your problem. You've been listening to all these other voices, but you won't listen to the voice of God. You hear me? And it's like this. I understand some things about people. They want certain people to tell them this, that, or the other that the Lord said. You know, I know that I am a prophet. I know what God called me to do with the word. And when I give a word, the person looks at me like, you know, who are you talking to? You know, and I'm talking to you. I know who I'm talking to because you're the one God sent me to. But the fact of the matter is you don't want to hear because it's not who you want to hear. And you're not going to do it because it's not like, the prophet Deuces or somebody came from Maine or came from Australia or anywhere, wherever they came from. Then you're going to believe them. So what make you think they are right and the one that's right there in front of you telling you the same thing ain't right? Do that make sense? Huh? Your blood tainted. See, it's tainted. That's the word, tainted. Your blood is tainted. Huh? And you need what? A refilling? because somewhere you lost your way. You lost your source. You disconnected from the bloodstream of Jesus. See, you disconnected yourself from there. So when you disconnect yourself because you say, well, I don't want to go to that church no more, and this church is this, ain't enough people, it's cold in there, something else is wrong with the church, this ain't that, and you say God told you. When you came, you say God told you to come there. Now, I ain't going to argue with you because you the one who said it. Okay? Now, don't go change your mind because it ain't what you think it ought to be. Huh? Is that right? You want to change your mind. You can't change your blood type. Huh? Do you ever notice what you were born with? Your DNA? You know what your DNA was? Huh? Now you're going to try to change it. How are you going to change your DNA? They got a new method out here now, technology to change your blood DNA. Well, I know that some types, when they give you a blood transfusion, too many blood transfusion, it kind of alters it somewhat. I've been experiencing that with my late son. You see. Because it was hard to match when they wanted to give him a kidney transplant. It's hard to match his blood now because he had so many transfusions. So now there's other different little things in the blood. See, I learned that through that some incidents with him. Other than that, you got the same DNA, huh? But it's just tainted. Okay? Only God can make a way. Do you get the picture? God is doing what today? He is reconciling you, us. When we got to make peace with God, and how you going to make peace with God? Ain't but one way, is it? What way is that? What way is that? Oh, y'all ain't talking to me. Hallelujah, Jesus. After a while, you're going to make me preach. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. But let me say this. Colossians, the first chapter, 20th verse, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to, check this out, reconcile all things unto himself. He was bringing you back to himself. Huh? So what he had to do? He had to give you new blood. After Adam tainted the blood, come on now, after Adam had particles in his blood, he had to make a change, some new blood, some fresh blood. Ah, my God, can you see it? So that he can reconcile us back to him. And he said, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, all things unto himself. By him, I say, whether they be things in the earth or things in heaven, whatever they was, he was reconciling through the blood. A fresh anointing. You have, before they killed the animals and all of this stuff, sacrifice. You don't have to do that now. See the new blood? He shed his blood so you wouldn't have to go out there trying to kill these cattle and all that stuff, steal them and kill them, because you ain't got none. You see? New way. A new time. Just for who? You. But do we appreciate these things? Do we appreciate what God has done for us? No, we don't appreciate it because we still living like the devil. We still are subject to the devil. We want to do what we think other people are doing, and it look better than what we do or what we got. We got, they got a different kind of house. You want to get the same kind of house. I asked you, did God tell you to go do that? Did he tell you? Do he tell you? This, I want you to go over here and get the same kind of house Dumas got. No. Get your own house. Be your own individual. What you like. Everybody want a bigger, a mega church. You can't pastor a mega church. That's why you ain't got none. You're not qualified. Huh? Your blood is not running on the mega fest. Do you get it? God has made you special for whoever he put in your life for you to minister to. Those are the ones that you should minister to, talk to, talk about Jesus to. Help them become anointed with the blood. Stop trying to imitate other people. Huh? And you know how we do. We want to be like this one. We want to be like that one. You know, God had to chastise me on that years ago. Because I was trying that. I used to try to preach like them too. I get way back then doing all that. Just wearing myself out. And God ain't even tell me to do that. Just because I'm trying to be like somebody else, I'm thinking that the kind of people they got, when they hear me being just like that, they going to come. It don't work like that. Personalities are different. The deliverance of the word is different. Do you hear me? See, the blood is what do what? Make sure the word come that he needs to help the person that's listening. You see? God is the one that channels these things. Do you get the picture here? That's who channels these things. But you always, you're going to tell God what you want him to do. I know you say, but that faith says I can do that. No, faith ain't told you you could do that. He just have faith in God. Let God do what he want to do through you. And when he do it through you, it's done well. Because he has, what, clean veins and arteries to work through. And nothing but pureness go through those veins. None of those viruses go through them veins. We carry all types of viruses through your vein. And we're not talking about the sickness of the AIDS and all that stuff. We're talking about them viruses of sin travel through your vein, you need. And then your arteries cannot pump pure blood to your heart and your brains. It can't do it. Because it's clogged up. Get it out now. Your transfusion is beginning. Can't you see it now? Getting ready to come forth. Touch yourself where you need God to touch you at now. Where you need him to touch you at? Are you depressed now? Are you sad because somebody hurt you, made you mad, and all this? Things ain't going your way. I know I feel. A lot of things don't go my way, ain't going my way right now, but I don't mean I'm going to be sad about it. I'm getting my transfusion, too. Hey, I'm plugged into, hey, I'm all hooked up now, getting mine. See? When I came to this, no more stress. No more despair, no more disappointment. Just because it ain't gone my way, I ain't got to get all down and out and disappointed and want to kill myself and all this. No. Then you become rebellious. then you don't love God and ain't no God. I'm going to change gods and go get Kwanzaa. What's that people name? Well, you're going to go get somebody. You're going to go get somebody else God. Because what? Well, that Christian God don't work. It works if you let it. If you change your blood, you're going to change your blood type right now to Jesus. Change it now. If you want to change it, that's what you change it to. Jesus type of blood. See, he shed his blood just for you. Now, how are you going to go get another God when he already told you, thou shalt not have no other gods before me? Huh? You ain't supposed to worship no other God but him. Now, how all of a sudden now you fixing to go get another one? You don't make sense, do you? Huh? What kind of blood do you got running in your veins? They devil blood? Blue blood? Green blood? Huh? Think about it. Green blood, jealousy. Huh? That's running through there. He ain't want you to be jealous of nobody. Huh? Yeah, you don't need to be. He blessed us all. Huh? He said he rained on the just and the unjust. See? He raining on us all. Just some people may just have a little bit more because they what? They use their talents according to what God has given them, not according to what they want it to be. And so God do what? Increase in them. Increase, increase. They get increased. Don't you get increased because you ain't giving. You can't get what you want because you're not giving. Do you see? Come on now. Talk to me now. Tell me. See, all this stuff is clogging up the veins where the blood can travel. Huh? And when you get that new blood, it travels freely. You see? Travels freely. See, and let me tell you something else to help it travel freely is prayer. How is your prayer life? Come on now. How is your prayer life? Your prayer life not doing too good. Huh? If that blood is not flowing freely to where it needs to go through there and clean out all the waste in your bodies and everything, let me tell you one thing. It's time for you to refresh it now. Oh, yes, it's time. This is your time today. This hour is your time. Because you want to get to you can get to Revelation, say, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. You can't overcome because, one, you don't have the blood of the Lamb flowing, and, two, you don't have a testimony because you refuse to allow that new blood to take over. Now you don't have a testimony, and that means you can't overcome. Huh? Come on. Now you want to overcome? Huh? You can't get people to testify anymore. They test a lie, but they don't testify. You can't testify something if you gave it up, can you? You can't say God is doing this and that because you say, well, I'm sick of that church. I'm sick of going to church. I ain't giving them no money. The preacher just said, well, we can't help about them pretty boys out there that's on stage trying to flaunt all they riches in front of you. We're not talking about them. We're talking about the true men and women of God that's living the life. Walking the walk. Stop trying to be glamorous and high-fived and everything. We're not talking about them. We're talking about real men and women of God that take everything that God says to heart, and they don't want to hurt God's people or make them feel bad or small and tell them, well, if you don't come over here, if you ain't doing what we're doing and have what we have, you ain't of God. The devil is alive.
Come on now. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Because he told me, when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you, not your greenbacks. See? Not that, huh? He ain't He's not talking about all that. See? But we are. We've gone materialistic. So when you are materialistic, what you want to do? You want to get rid of the blood, huh? You don't want the blood to cross your path. You don't want the blood to be said anything about it in your presence. Don't even talk about the blood. So you go to church these days and they only talk about prosperity. They only talk about you. Yes, you need money to run a ministry. And anybody say any other thing, anything else is a lie. You still need money. And the Bible states it in this way. Money is a necessary thing. It's necessary to have. You got to pay the lights. You got to pay the people rent, a mortgage, or whatever you got to pay. Everything is going to cost something. But this don't mean that that's what's going to save you, them greenbacks. They ain't going to save you. If anyway, they're going to lock you down in hell. Huh? And I heard a man say in a movie I looked at, I think it was, no, a story or something, whatever it was. Well, anyway, the man told the woman, and the woman thought, I didn't think he would. He said, why are you working and serving that particular man? He was a real cruel, mean, hateful man. And he asked her, why? And she said, well, I didn't know he was like that, and I didn't know this. He said, listen, let me tell you this. You don't never hear nothing. I'm on my way to jail. But let me tell you what I know. You serving the devil, but you don't look to have no fire. But you're going to have fire. It's going to touch you. I say, uh-huh. I say, so people out here now feel like they can serve the devil and don't get burned. I just thought of that. And I said, you know, God, this is the Christian walk. Huh? They go out here talking about they don't want God and they don't believe in God. And, you know, that's become old, don't it? Who got you here? How'd you get here? Huh? And stop all that monkey business. Talking about you came from a monkey. You came from where God told you came from. Huh? You going to go for that. Revolution, not revolution. Evolution. You want to go for evolution. So you want to omit God and his blood. Huh? The devil stopped at your house. Huh? Because in your house is empty. There's no blood running through. There's no blood covering it. Huh? There's no bloody people in there that has the blood of Jesus that's washed them white as snow. So when they get there, your house is dark. Huh? And empty of life. Huh? This is why you need a transfusion. Huh? And he's ready and willing and right now to do what? Restore you right now. He's ready right now to restore you. And I say it to you right now in the name of Jesus. Restoration. Reconciliation. Right now. Right now. And when that comes, that restoration comes, then you can get the increase. The manifestation will begin after you're restored and you have what? Clean blood now. You have blood that is pumping everything, oxygen to your brains, where you don't have to think ugly no more. Huh? A lot of people need it today, don't they? Huh? This is your time. Get rid of all that other stuff you've been carrying around. You know what you're carrying around. Doubt, unbelief, despair, meanness. And you always got a nasty mouth. Whenever things go opposite to where you think it ought to, then you get mad. When you get mad, you say unclean things. And you get mad. Why you wait till you get mad? Huh? See, what kind of blood running warm in your veins? Huh? That shows you. Is it the green blood? Black blood? What kind of blood running warm in your veins? White blood? What kind of blood running warm in your veins? Blue blood? Huh? Every one of those bloods representing a wicked part of you, if you got that running in you today. You hear what I'm saying? You got it there. See? He said you overcame by the blood of the Lamb. And who's the Lamb? Jesus. Behold the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. He will take away all your sins. But you got to allow him to process. And sometimes the process mean that things are not going your way. And brother, when God called you to a great ministry, most of your life things don't seem to be going your way. But faith keep you on track. Faith keep you hooked up to the source. The source of new blood. When you go to getting a little low, here come the filler. Every time it fills you up. Oh, my God. I feel like I'm getting a little fill up right now. Huh? Because I know that I overcome by his blood. You overcome everything that happens to you by the blood. But if you don't believe in the blood, it can't help you, can it? Hmm? All I can do is tell you about it, and it's up to you whether you want to believe it or not. Do you get the picture? I'm not even going to beat you over the head with no baseball bat or nothing as the other Bible to try to make you believe it. All I can do is do what the Lord told me, tell you about it, to preach in season and out of season. And it don't matter to me. I'll preach anyhow, whether you want to hear it or not. You can cuss me out and carry on all you want to, but I'm going to still tell you what thus saith the Lord. You know why? Because that's the blood that's running through my veins. It's Jesus' blood. And when his blood is running through my vein, my mouth speaks of the blood. And it speaks of the one that gave me his blood, shed it for me for this opportunity. Because when I was in sin, I was in sin. When I got out, I'm out. I want to stay out, don't you? That's why I get refillings all the time. I need my blood cleansed. Need a little new blood today, Lord. Some fresh anointing, God. Some fresh manna, Father. I don't mind. See, that pride will cause you not to ask for any new blood, won't it? Pride will have you saying, I don't need nothing else. I got all I need. And when you say something about the Holy Ghost to the people, I don't need no Holy Ghost. I got all I need. Well, excuse me. I need some more myself. Hello. I don't know about you. I need some more. Huh? I like being restored at time. Now, everybody from time to time going to feel a little low. And no preacher don't need to tell you, you don't never feel low. I don't never feel low. You low right then for lying. Because if the devil ain't coming to you to make you feel bad and low, like giving up and everything, then you must be in cahoots with him. You better go to the doctor and find out how your blood's flowing. Because you definitely need a transfusion. See? You need something. Right now, you need something because you're lying to yourself. You're fooling yourself. Hmm? You don't just lie to everybody else. You lie to yourself, too. That don't make sense now, do you? You're just lying to yourself. Hmm? I don't lie to myself. Hey, I tell myself the truth, man. If you ain't got it, you just ain't got it. If it's kind of done got low, listen here, Lord, I need a refilling. Show me, take me to the filling station. See? Because I need something. I need your blood. I need it to baptize me right now. Saturate me. Huh? When we, you know, if you're a cook, sometimes you saute them onions in the pan. Well, Lord, saute me a little more. You see? I want to be well covered. Well covered, you hear me? Because when he got to the door there in Exodus, those people was well covered.
Oh, yes, they were.
Huh? He told them where the important posts on the lintel, two side posts. He said, that's all knee covered. You know why? They didn't have to put none under their feet. Did you ever notice that? When he talk about that way he put it, and where the devil's supposed to be, under your feet, right? Now, all he gonna try to do get from under there and try to get up and take you from all three sides, the top and those two sides. That's all he got to work with. God ain't give him nothing else to work with, because you have the power, and the power you're supposed to keep him under your feet. Stop letting him get up and talk about being your pal. The devil and I know somebody say, now why you want to talk about this certain man and his sin? So now if he go out there and get your daughter, what you going to say? You want to kill the man. Now what you going to say? Huh? Ain't not leave that man alone. Leave him nothing. Tell him he got to be born again. That he going to hell if he don't stop his mess and get saved. Saving. I'm talking about real saved. He confessed and then he do it again. So what's the sense of keep on confessing something if you ain't gonna stop doing it?
Come on now.
Huh? Now, I know you make you mad. I done made you mad. Talk about your boy. Well, hey, that's all right. I tell him that. I don't mind. Huh? Yes, I guess I did create a lot of enemies, didn't I? See? But I still love him. It don't mean I don't love him. You got a chance. I'm not sending you to hell. I'm trying to keep you, pull you out of hell. And I got the blood on my hand to pull you out. So when I touch you, the blood will glow from my body, my parts, and touch you and wash you by me testifying to you. And telling you about the blood. Do you get the picture? Huh? You are the instrument to help them not sit up and try to make excuses for them. The church people ain't got no business making no excuses for these ones out there doing these wrong things. Then and all that stuff. Trafficking and all that. Why are you going to make excuse for these people? Huh? Till they come home to you and mess with your children, then what? What you going to do, give your children to them? Some people crazy enough to do stuff like that, I know. But that is what? The devil work, the enemy that's want to destroy all that you had represented. You were representing Christ, and you allowed the devil to come in and taint your blood and cause you now to go along with whatever Satan want to do. Glorifying the devil. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God, my God. Nothing but the blood. But it's all right. Say, what can wash away my sin? My sin. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Huh? What can make me whole again? Nothing but the of Jesus. Ooh, my God, my God, my God. Can't you see it now? Rivers of living blood. The blood is alive. And in that blood that's alive, oh, you see everything that you always needed and what you desired. And you see that husband and that wife and them children that you wanted and all this stuff that you had a desire and you never had. You see your ministry in the blood. You just see everything flowing in the blood like a stream.
Come on.
Going down, you know, and can't you see it now? And you just want to touch your toes in it a little bit because it's looking good. God's showing you everything that's coming through the blood. You see peace coming through the blood. You see love coming through the blood. Oh, my God, joy, unspeakable joy in that stream of blood. See it now? See it? Can't you see your clothes washed in it? Huh? Oh, my God. Your clothes washed in the blood so till your clothes look white. Now, they were red, crimson red, but now they turned white. Because what? They were washed in the blood. Oh, my God. Can't you see you? Isn't that what God do for us? Huh? We washed in the blood. He pulled us. He soaked us in that blood, and now we done turned white. We ain't talking about pink. I say white. Okay? Pure white. Huh? Without spot or wrinkle. This is where he called us to be, without spot or wrinkle. Huh? Every wrinkle is ironed out through the blood. Through the blood. Every wrinkle is gone through the blood. Through the blood. So what we did, we put away hate. We had forgiveness in our hearts, you see? Huh?
Come on.
To forgive. I know. Sometimes you don't want to forgive. I know. I've been there in the day. I was there, yeah. So, but I still forgive.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I still forgive, but I just said, I say that. No, just try to make a man. Huh?
Thank you.
Seem like when you to say the word, it's so easy for people saying the word without any reality of really meaning it. I don't want to say nothing I don't mean. And that includes forgive me. I can say forgive me and don't mean it. That's just like you ain't never said.
Exactly.
Huh? Oh, you need to wash. You need a wash tub full of blood right about now. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff you got to wash away. Do you get the picture here today? Pardon me in this here coughing, but a lot of stuff need to be washed away. Okay? We have been... We have been down in the pit with the maggots and stuff. We need to be cleaned. Huh? We need to be clean. It's time to get up and go for the Lord. I'm telling you right now, we're going to have to get up and go for the Lord. We don't have no more time to waste. Listen, how old are you? Think about how old are you. Look how much time you done wasted not doing what God called you to do. And you don't need to wait any longer. It's time for that new blood to do what? Give you the push now. Hmm? It's time for it. Huh? And remember we say, can you put that old wine in new bottles? No. Because if you do it, the pressure is going to bust. So let's put the new wine in the new bottles, okay? We're putting that in today. So that's why we got a new blood flowing in your veins right now. In the name of Jesus, we got new blood.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that word from Apostle Porter that was mighty powerful about that blood trend, getting your transfusion. And you know, people some people might take that the wrong way, you know, think they actually talking about a physical transfusion, and what you're talking about a spiritual transfusion. And, you know, the same thing as someone would say, where you get something refurbished. That means take something old and make it look like new. You know, and I was thinking about that when she was saying transfusion. I started thinking about refurbish. You know, where God took me when I was old, worn out, and then he made something new. So that's what you have to look at. That's the same thing, that you getting yourself refurbished, you getting the blood transfusion, so you looking good inside and out now. So this is how you want to do, this is how you want to portray your life now. You want to be looking good inside and out. You want to be good inside and out. You want to make sure that everything is inside of you that's nice, that's pure, that we don't have to worry about these things and all these things that's going on, because we know that the blood of Jesus is carrying to us. That the blood of Jesus is carrying on, and the blood of Jesus is carrying us through, and it's going to keep us going. But we got to understand where we're staying and where we're at in this. You know, the problem is we got to want it. If we don't want it, it's not going to happen. We can't get out there half-heartedly. When you go get a blood transfusion, they don't give you half. They give you, that's right, they give you what you need, not what you don't need. So we got to look at God gives us what we need. We're going to always get what we need. We don't have to pretend that it's happening, because it is happening. And you know, it's so many things that's going on in the world today, because we can keep on saying this at all times till we have to be ready. We have to look at where we're standing in the Word of God, where we're standing at in God at this point in time. Because the devil is on the rampage. He's from here to yonder and beyond. If you can let your mind go, you'll know where I'm talking about. Because this is what's happening today. And if you don't have that blood transfusion to re-energize yourself, or as you do a computer, reboot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we need to make sure that we're rebooted, that we keep ourselves going. And you know, they always talk about on your computer, it needs a refreshing, to refresh your charts and all of that. So that's the same thing. We got to constantly keep ourselves refreshed, because the devil is here to pounce on us. He's here to compress us. So in order for us to get up, we need to understand that we have to stay refreshed. We need our blood transfusions. We need to be refurbished. We need all of the above. We need all of this to continue on in God, because it's a constant battle. Because as long as you're in God, the devil's coming at you. Now, he ain't coming after the ones that's out there, because he already got them. He's coming after all of us who's seeking God. If you're seeking God, you're under attack. Let's not sugarcoat it any kind of way, because when he's after you, you know you're on the right track, because he wouldn't be trying so hard to pull you out if you wasn't on the right track. And so here's Apostle Porter.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Pastor Don, are you still on the phone?
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, and I've just been taking great notes. And I got my transfusion today. It was that was O negative, because it goes with everybody. How y'all feeling today?
All right.
Amen. All right. Amen. That was a powerful word, Apostle, and everybody under the sound of my voice. There was a lot of meat in that word, and I want to say the way that I took that is, sometimes when you've worked for 40 hours, and then you do that double, and then you don't work for 80 hours, and then 80 turn into 90, and then you get to that 99 hour, sometimes you go to sleep and just rest before you put your whole 100% into it. Even in the Bible, before Jesus was going on the cross, he had to go to sleep. He had to take a nap because he knew what he was about to get into. And sometimes we're so adamant because God gave us the mission to complete his mission, we forget that we're still physical beings, and sometimes we get tired. And when we close our eyes, that gives God an opportunity to open up things to us in the subconscious mind to put in our spirit where we need to go, and the Holy Spirit and the subconscious mind come together and it becomes reality. So when we open our eyes, we're ready for that day. And it's one of them days where, like today, I'm so glad I talked to you the other day, Apostle. Like today, I woke up with a freshness because I went to bed early last night and I just stopped. I just got it all out of my system and stopped. And when you run 1,000 miles a day, every hour on the hour, it's like driving a car without getting the oil change. Eventually, that car gonna break down. Once you get that refreshing, that brand new fresh anointing, what would they say in the Bible? Created me a right heart and a clean spirit. You can do anything, but if your spirit is heavy, it's like if you got a cup full of oil and you're constantly trying to put some fresh water in there, no, you anoint your head with the oil, take the space for the water, then you drink the water, now you can walk 1,000 miles. So I am really happy I came for this refreshing today, and I testify right now, after working on this project for 8 months, trying to figure it out, and it was in my brain, and it would not let me sleep, I finally got it done, and I rested with peace. So today I woke up. Now I'm ready to deal with the war because there's many battles within the war, and you're not going to win the war with just one battle. It's going to be multiple battles. So every time you get through one battle, it's going to be another battle. Every time you get through one storm, it's going to be another storm. But no matter what goes on, the word today came forth, and it hit me right in my soul. God is in control. He has equipped me for the battle. It's within myself, but I have to be smart enough to know that at some point or another, even in the biggest wars, they took a break. Hey, y'all go over there and continue fighting, but somebody's got to take a break, and we're going to send in the cavalry. And we're actually, that's why we are so special, because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, and he had to take a break from his love, send him to hell for 3 days so he can get refreshed to take the world back. So with that being said, man, I'm impressed. I love coming here. It's been a long time, but I told you I was coming back, and I'm still praying for y'all each and every day. Because y'all are on the winning team. We have 300 strong, and I'm really happy I got in today.
Thank you. And thank you. Did you hear me? There you go. Oh. Okay.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for the awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael and Pastor Don. We give all honor, glory, and praise to God, trusting and believing that today you did get your blood transfusion, knowing that you serve an awesome God, knowing that God is a God of second chances, knowing that even though you messed up, you can still go to God. You can still go get your blood transfusion today. Come out of darkness and come into that marvelous light. That way you know that there is nothing that you can go through that you are not covered under the blood today. And know today that you get more fighting for you than you have against you. You tune in tomorrow to Block Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter put out there. It's some awesome listening. I tell you, the word is rich. It is rich. It is rich. You can also visit us on LoganInternationalMinistries.com. That's LOGION InternationalMinistries.com. And hit that donate button and sow a seed into the woman of God. Sow a seed into this radio broadcast today. Again, that's LoganInternationalMinistries.com. That's LOGION InternationalMinistries.com and hit that donate button. Till then, be blessed and join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, a peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I
let God,
let him have. So much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying
how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God.
Let
him have.
Let God.
He can handle it all, yes,
let go.